Some of you know I grew up at the seashore, and not far at all from the beach, where as a kid, and the kids who lived there, we spent much of our life at the beach, and had to be called and summoned to come home when it was appropriate. I remember one day when my mother sent me to get my brother Joe and tell him to come home, which I did. Well, in about 5 or 10 minutes, Joe wasn't home. So my mother said, "You go up and tell him to come home now." So I went up to the boardwalk and hollered out, "Joe, Mom said, come home now." And it did. I use that as an example of the fact that we need to have an appreciation of authority in our lives and in other people's lives. Without authority, there is constant confusion, battling, and much passes by that's important. For with authority comes some safety in the lives of each of us, some freedom comes with authority. It's not all repressive. In fact, it frees us to live as we act as we should. We need to understand how important is our safety. If yours is threatened by me, then you suffer. If I'm threatened by others who know no authority, who know nothing about human dignity, human rights, human ability. Just the other day, we read in the paper about a pregnant woman who was punched out on her way to work at Union Memorial Hospital. Things like that should never be. That takes her freedom away, her dignity, and her safety. And that goes for anyone whose dignity isn't respected, who do not live by the laws that are justified to keep us all safe. It makes no sense to me, quite frankly, that to express one's disappointment or even outrage about someone being shot, and then those who are angry decimate people's homes or businesses. It's crazy. And so I think we get the understanding and the insight into why the scriptures constantly remind us of being people who are able to grow up in a mature way and have some respect for others. God Himself gave the commandments not to be turned on, but to be used and lived by. He gave them, as we heard today, to Moses, and Moses to the people, as did Jesus use his authority to cure a person, but also to remind others to respect him. It's important for all of us to recognize that peace is not just the absence of conflict. Peace brings about wholeness of life. It's at the core of our being as people. It's certainly at the core of our being as Christians. Not to say others do not have the same, but we ourselves need to recognize we are people who recognize the Lord, as the song said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. An authority like Jesus is the greatest authority. That is, he uses his authority and assures us of his help and protection. Just in the one passage today about the man who was crippled. But the Gospels are filled with instances where Jesus recommends people to be people of goodwill. We ask from the Lord an awareness that not only can he and does he throw out unclean spirits, but he's also one whom the Lord himself said at the Jordan when he was baptized, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Again, we turn to the Lord and ask that we too might be people who can listen and value that direction that is in our lives or given to us for our lives, recognizing how important it is. All of us, as parents and teachers, respected leaders, coaches, workplace, organizations, and so forth, how important it is. And so today, we take the opportunity to reflect upon what keeps us together and doesn't fray the human being with nonsense that makes no sense because it is given for our goodness and so forth. Again, as the scripture says, what does the Lord ask? The Lord asks that we be a people who do good, love tenderly, and walk humbly with our God. Imagine if everybody used their energy and their brains to do good works instead of bad works, evil. We are people who look and practice the good.